today we celebrate none other than Father Bongani Patrick Zaza. A very good afternoon to you, Baba.
Yebo, ninjani sisimahadi.
Siyaphila, siyaphila, Baba.
Nazoke, and the listeners who are listening to Radio Veritas, ngithi yini, salute, ngiyanibingelela nonke.
We, saze saba nenhlanhla kulolu suku lwanamhlanje, Baba.
Well, I feel blessed to be invited to come and maybe give a testimony about my life as Patrick, noma as Ubungani Dladla Mhlambe. I don't know what to expect from this show, but I'll see as we go along my questions and so forth.
Yeah, well, sure. just take it as it comes. Just take it as it comes. It's basically we are changing gears.
All right, ngizwile ngihamba ku number 6 namhlanje. 6 Na, forward.
Si phethu yeah. Gear 6 namhlanje
yeah, weba. 6 forward, ngiphethe fast lane.
Yebo, singene ku fast lane. Father Bongani, sicela nje ukusichazele nje who is Father Patrick Dladla OMI?
Well, Patrick Dladla, angazi ngichaze kanjani, but I will say that he is a sinner who is trying hard, or you can even say harder, to be a blessing to people he meets in life, and to allow those people that I meet to evangelize me and to be blessing to me. You know, I believe in the reciprocal love that I give and I receive, you know. So, Patrick Dladla, we a lawyer, not forgetting that. He's a sinner, but always taking what God gives, ngezandla ezimbili, and, you know, everything that God has given me, I've tried my level best to use it, not for my own glory, but for the glory of God, I would say.
Now, Baba, your upbringing, where were you born? When were you born?
Gahle mina nginamakhaya amabili, you would say. One eNkandla, eMachanga, eMahlathi Amnyama, Black Forest, as we... As we call it, the Black Forest. Kodwa ke na that's where abazali baphuma khona. Ngizala la Alexander. Esikhathi esiningi I've spent my time, my life, Alexandra. You would say I was born and bred in Alexandra Township, corner Patlamaro Seshe Otale. Babiza kanjalo, you know, Alexandra, corner Patlamaro Seshe Otale. How much people? Yes, or Dark City. Dark City. Those who know it, they will call it Dark City.
Okay.
All the spoilers, them so many gangs and so forth.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Zalo Alexander. I was born in 1980. You know, see, the late generation yakudala lena sesashawa esikolweni. So, you would say most of my time ngispende Alexander igolo. I mean, in between Alex nase Natali, you know, besiloko sivakasha ke ekhaya, and you know, ibe njalo ke impilo. I've studied also Alexander eyikulweni zakhona. I've also studied St. David's Marist Brothers for the rest of my high school life. That's where I matriculated, St. David's Marist Brothers.
So singahle sithi uyalondoloza nje isingisi siphuma ngamakhala.
Isingisi siyaphuma ngamakhala, into zami phela ngafunda.
Wow.
But I feel ukuthi ngimore comfortable mhlambe ngokukhuluma isiZulu. Okay, yes, I'm comfortable ukukhuluma isiNgisi. I have no problem about it, but my father was very traditionalist, you know. Baba bekaqinile esiZulwini. He brought us in such a way ukuthi be proud of who you are, and maybe that's how I've handled myself. That's how I've presented myself. Even as St. David's, I didn't want to change my tone per se, you know, change the way I speak.
Yeah,
you know, I've always been a proud Zulu. You know, but I'm a Zulu, they are proud. I've always been a proud Zulu. And environment in St. David's, where you have 8 black students against the whole other races. You seem to get tangled or get swallowed, you know. But yeah, I think Obaba plays a very important role in my life. Ngendlela engikhuluma ngayo, you know, ngiyezwa uma ngikhuluma isiZulu ukuthi hayi no baba la khona, he was say that's my son.
Ujabulile. Now baba, then let's move on to tertiary education yakho. What then happened after high school yakho? Where did your father go thereafter?
You see, now during my high school life, itertiary amangizange ngiye kakhulu itertiary. Why? One, grade 11 at St. Davis already, they give you a job experience.
Okay.
Grade 11 already, grade 12, you continue with that. And straight after matric, you know, I was working already, and I continued with that. Now, any into that I got busy with straight after school was I played soccer. Many people don't know that I played soccer. And I consider myself a very good player, soccer player. To the point that I think maybe this is from ekhaya langzala khona. Many people ekhaya, they are sporty. Ngizala nabosisi. I'm the only boy. I had three sisters.
Oh, were they also involved in sports?
Yeah, they were runners, you know.
Okay.
They are gifted with that. Even at school at St. David's, yeah. I was a specialist, 800, 1500, 3000. I think I can run with Casper. I ran. And now, soccer-wise, you know, Kulele Alexander, many people will come ask me to play for their team. Uma always got my invitation for me to come play soccer. And I remember, I mean, at the age of 11 or 12, I was already chosen, asked to go to School of Excellence. Now, School of Excellence, I go in Oma Obani. You go there if the coaches or the scouts
see Oguti.
You've got this thing that they want. So, straight again after school, umsebenzi and umsebenzi ngengaya ku soccer, ebengidlala ku Super Sport. It's as powerful by the end Super Sport. So bengidlala reserve side to Super Sport. So that's basically what I did after matric.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined in studio by Father Patrick Dladla, OMI. Please stay tuned to Radio Veritas. If you've just tuned in, please do not touch that dial. We'll be back with you just after the song. And that is The Light, Gwage Gwati. And now, coming back to what we were sharing earlier on, Father Dladla, with regards to your interest in soccer, what then transpired afterwards?
Well, I've always played soccer, but then, remember the school that I went to, St. David's? Back then, we didn't have soccer. It was either you played rugby or you played cricket. You know, I mean, what I did mostly at school was running. As I've said, I've ran at school, middle distances. I was also gifted running sprinting, so I could do both. You know, I could help there and then. But my field was 800, 1500, and even long distances, 3000. Now, back home after school, I would go to soccer practices and all that. But now, this thing of priesthood, I think in the back of my mind, it was always there. Even at school, at one stage, it manifested itself. Now, you will remember St. David's, as I've said, maybe for me, being at St. David was a blessing in disguise.
Yes.
Maybe for me, being at St. David, it was where I would be able to answer this call very well. Now, at St. David's, what we had mass every Thursday. We had a priest, a Jesuit priest, who was there during my time, Father Bernard.
Yes.
Now, Father Bernard got very sick. As he got very sick, it meant that some of the masses he could not come. and they ask a visiting priest to come at least every Thursday to say Mass. Now I was asked to help in the sacristy.
Okay.
I think that was for me a turning point because it was now my job to help prepare the sacristy, to help the visiting priests that were coming then. I remember Father Michael Austin used to come and visit us. For me, that, I think even some of the teachers who saw me doing that felt that I was called for priesthood. I think I did that in grade 11 till grade 12 until I finished matric. And you know, many people like school teachers, Father, you're so good with this. And I mean, in my heart, I was saying, I'm convinced I'm not going to be a priest. I love soccer. I've got it. And let me go and explore. And I did that. I did that. But then it happened, I went to what we call workshop. You know, this come and see workshop you want to find if God is calling you. And I went there and I felt something that now maybe this is a life that God is calling me to. I went to one. I went again. And I think there I felt Uguti Onkulunkulu might be calling me to this. And it was easier because now two people in the parishes, in the parish that I was, as I was descending, they got in. That is Father Thabang Kadimeng and Father Bongama Chola.
This is at St. Hubert's.
Yeah, St. Hubert's, Alexandra. And these two, in a way, gave me courage. You know, sometimes you're saying to yourself, no, man, I can't do this. Not because God is not calling you, but because you feel that you are unworthy. You feel that the demands will be too high. Mm-hmm. You won't meet the demands. You feel that. And as I see these two getting in, and also as I see the motto of the school where I was at St. David's, the motto is Confrontate est offer, which means take courage and be a man. That for me made me make decisions in life that I wouldn't have made if I didn't live with that motto. Take courage and be a man. I know being a priest or going to religious life, it takes lot of courage.
Absolutely.
It takes lot of dedication. You know, when you are alone, when you're no longer in the pressure of situation, all these things come back to you. And all these things, if you had a good foundation, all these things play themselves along in your life, you know. So that I would say it has helped me, the sickness and the passing on of Father Bennett, you know, me helping there. It was maybe God preparing me or God trying to map out the direction for me that I needed to take. You know, when things happen in your life, you don't know where God is pointing you to.
Indeed.
And I think that's how I ended becoming a priest, you know. And also, I had a friend in Mpilo Khumalo, who was gunshot next to me. He also used to tease me, you know, that, hey, you with Catholic things, you know, you love God and Mary. You could not understand, you know.
Yes.
But then
he was shot while you were walking next to him, Father.
Yeah, we were together. We were trying to run, you know. We were trying to run together. And, you know, he was ahead of me. I was at the back. We were running, but they shot him, you know. And I got, I don't know, lucky. That
was it accidental or was it on purpose?
No, it was. It was on purpose. You must remember, I'm from Alexandria, you know. I'm from Alexandria. This thing in Alexandria, They do happen sometimes. They do happen that maybe you've got tiff with some other people. And, yeah, they do happen. So,
that, and, yes, at that moment, what then happened to you?
Yeah, you become devastated. You become lost in a way. But then You remember people, things they were saying with you even when they were alive. Hey, you like Catholicism. Maybe you're going to be a priest. And you know, only when people have died, maybe it makes more sense, or only when you've went from that stage, it makes more sense, you know. Yeah, this also is a life-changing moment for
me,
you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I say, now, why did that bullet maybe miss me and went to him? You know, you just sit and you say, you ask yourself questions, you reflect. Unreflected life is not worth living, Socrates said. So you need constantly to always reflect on how God is mapping your way for you in your life. Sometimes it can be through tragedies that happens in life, but I believe that God always points you or directs you to something.
Oh, indeed, yeah. Indeed. So you never really fought with that decision of eventually going to become, or rather to study for priesthood.
It was a battle, Mahadi. It's always a battle, you know. I mean, it took me 5 years straight after matric before I entered. I didn't go straight after matric, you know, like there are people who like that. I mean, straight after matric, they go to religious life. I mean, for me, it took me time. 5 years. Am I right? Yes. No, 4 years, I think.
4 years.
4 years, I'm trying to think. 4 years. 4 years. But that is a struggle. That is a struggle. You are fighting with this call. Should I enter or should I not enter? Mm-hmm. You know, you're fighting. I mean, there are things that happened that maybe pointed me toward that direction. But you say, no, this is not me. I mean, that is for holy people.
For holy people. And yeah. We have Catholic Pride this afternoon, Father Bongani Patrick Lala OMI. Please do stay tuned. Do not touch the dial. You are tuned to the only Catholic radio station in Southern Africa.